became real popular, I guess after World War II and on up till now. And my uncle played softball, and he could hit a ball. God damn. We used to go watch him play, and they had a... Now, this is slow pitch softball. He's a big boy anyway, but they had a building about 300 feet away from the home plate. And he just hit balls over that building, going and coming. And if he had played his cards right, he could have gotten on with some of these teams in Chattanooga played. What they do is these companies in Chattanooga, Chattanooga is the biggest softball city in the world. They have about, I guess they have more than 1,000 teams. They have more than that. They have a hell of a lot more than Atlanta.
Recreation team?
These are church league, church leagues, city league teams, recreation leagues, industrial leagues, all kind. You wouldn't believe it. And what they do is they hire these guys for these companies, and they give them a soft job or no job, and they play softball during softball season. You know, and they get paid for it.
Yeah. That sounds like in Alabama they had these recreation basketball teams. Well, not a recreation, but intramural. And the chemistry department had a faculty opening, and the guy got hired. The guy that they hired, because he was 6'11".
Sure, yeah. The hell with chemistry. If that man can dunk it, or if he can shoot 50%, let's get him in here. He can balance a complex oxidation reduction equation anyway. Let me see. Did I finish with my... No, I didn't.
Where was your father's father born?
He was born in Sail Creek. Now, wait. Let me get this. Let me remember this now. He wasn't born in Sail Creek. Sail Creek is unincorporated. It's not really a... Mm-hmm. It's just a piece of the road. Mm-hmm. He was born in that Ray County, Hamilton County area. I really can't...
It was just out in the country?
Yeah, out in the country, yeah. But it was close to Sail Creek, very close to Sail Creek. Very close. And I guess at one time he had 40 or 50 acres up there by the creek alongside the railroad, but he sold some of it, and I guess there's 20 acres left still. Fine farmland, finest farmland in the county.
Know anything about his schooling?
He didn't get past grammar school. I couldn't give you an exact year, but he didn't get past grammar school. And neither did my grandmother. And she was a farm wife, too. My grandfather was born in 1900, died in 1964. He died on his... He had a bad heart. He was a real big man. Put on a lot of weight as he got older. And he had a bad heart, and he had an attack coming back from the outhouse, the lean-to, the shed, whatever you want to call it. And he died right there on the... My grandmother found him. She got worried about him after 10 or 15 minutes, and he was dead. And but both my grandparents to this day don't have bathrooms. No bathrooms, no showers, and likely never will get any.
Where was your grandmother and father's head from?
I tell you, I would say Sail Creek, or the same general area as my grandfather. I'm really not sure about that, because and I should be, but I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Is the thing.